the sports show, CRN Digital Talk Radio, Sports Byline, Sports USA, sports everywhere. The sports show. I'm Michael Horn, and the best sport of them all, a good sport, except when he was playing for the Los Angeles Rams, the New York Giants, is the all-pro defensive end, the Sultan of Safeties. We call him that because he had two safeties in one game in the same quarter, the acting legend, Fred Dreyer.
Thank you. Thank you for joining us today. It's been a long time. It's been a week since we've...
You've been traveling, Fred Dreyer. You have been traveling around. Yeah. I was worried about you because you were in Oklahoma right when they were having all those twisters and stuff this last week.
I made it out by a day.
Seriously?
Well, I mean, I was
barely out of there. I mean,
well,
like...
there was a lot of weather to the south of the state, mostly in Texas, moving north up through Tulsa.
I have never heard you give an accurate weather report like you have just done right
now.
Well,
you know, flying over the country as I do, you know, I look out the window and there's things you can think about.
Now, people don't know this about you, Fred Dreyer, but you did do color commentary for CBS on football and then gave it all up to go back into acting or get into acting. And, of course, Hunter and all that ensued afterwards. But were you ever approached to be a weather guy back in the days when they had weather guys instead of those hot babes they have on TV these days?
No.
Oh, too bad.
No, I haven't.
You're accurate. That was very good, the report you just gave. I was just impressed.
Yeah. Well, you know, look, as I say, so if you want to know the weather, you know, just look out the door.
Well, instead of that screen there behind us in the old St. Louis football stadium that's now defunct, we could maybe put a weather chart and you could point at upper level lows and stuff, you know, and talk about these things here. Like that fan over there, that guy right there has looked like he had some bad beer. You see that guy pointing at?
Well, we do have a green screen back here, as you can see.
Yeah, that guy's got bad. It's terrible.
And it's a. It gives us something to do in between, you know, commercials bites.
It does, really. And by the way, we're talking about this because we are on video. You can go to crntalk.com and watch the show. It also gets posted up on facebook.com. By the way, you can follow Fred at Facebook, facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. You can check it out there. Follow him on Twitter, Fred, that's F-R-E-D for Fred, an underscore, and then Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R. He's very active on Twitter, and you can email him at freddreyer@crntalk.com. Straight ahead, we continue with the sports show.
After a rough day on the range, a fella can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
For me, it was the big S-Class from the 90s. Beautiful. My friend's dad had one.
The SL. All of the SLs. I've been watching those since I was a kid.
I think the 1971 SE was the first Mercedes that just blew me away.
Everyone remembers the first time they saw one, and the day they began to long for a Mercedes-Benz of their own. Well, that day may be a lot closer than you think. With a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, you can experience the luxury, the unparalleled safety, the performance, and the style Mercedes-Benz is famous for at a price you can afford. Beautiful SUVs, sedans, coupes, and convertibles that are factory certified and covered by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 3 years, so you can drive without a worry for as far as you like. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through May 31st, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, you know what business people hate?
Stale coffee?
Ink.
Right.
We have to have it, and it's so darn expensive.
Well, Staples just cut ink and toner prices.
Really?
Add in our 110% price match guarantee, and our prices are unbeatable.
Great. Know what else every business owner hates?
What?
Paper cuts.
So true.
For unbeatable prices on ink and toner, Staples. Make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Limited time. See store or staples.com for details.
Focus. You need it to run a business, so don't let legal questions distract you. Use LegalZoom instead. Things like lease agreements and employment laws get complicated, but they're part of running a business. That's why LegalZoom built a network of independent attorneys in 48 states. You can rely on them for the legal details without paying by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. So focus on growing your business and use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
GEICO applauds your inner journey seeker.
GEICO gives a hearty pat on the back to the part of you that just wants to get out and ride your motorcycle, to take to the open road, and let the wind and bugs fly your way. In fact, bring on the bugs. They can't stop your quest for highway enlightenment. GEICO insures not only your car, but also that fine-looking bike of yours, with a custom-tailored policy and the best rates for you. So next time you suit up for adventure, make sure to take GEICO along for the ride.
GEICO Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
It's the Sports Show, coming to you from CRN Digital Talk Radio. I'm Michael Horn, the star of our show, the Sultan of Safeties, two safeties in one game, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, Hunter Land's End, Crisis just a year ago on NBC, this year on Agent X on TNT, the acting legend, Mr. Sports, Fred Dreyer.
That's a lot of pressure to have to...
I laid it all on you.
I know.
It's all there.
I can count on you. Look,
don't screw up. It's your show.
I shan't.
I'm going to go sit down on the corner.
No, I shan't.
Did you hear what I heard? Hey, you know that hockey guy, that big heavyset coach on the Ducks who always does really well with the Anaheim Ducks all year long, gets him into the play, Bruce Boudreau. Yeah, they get him. He gets into the playoffs, and then he always loses like a tough game seven, and the Ducks are out.
And they always have a picture of him above the fold, you know, with a befuddled look on his face. What the heck happened, guys?
Did you play for a lot of coaches that had befuddled looks on their faces?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Owners?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we had a couple of owners.
Fellow players?
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah. The whole sporting world had those types of people.
Well, Bruce got fired by the Anaheim Ducks. I couldn't believe it because he had done so well there.
And couldn't believe it. After looking at the photograph?
And he is, he's gone to Minnesota. And he said, and I like to, you must say Minnesota that way, Minnesota.
Minnesota.
And it's the last place I'm going. That's what he is. That's the quote.
If he goes a little north, like about 2 hours,
yeah,
he'll be lost forever.
He'll be in Canada. It's hockey country.
Exactly.
It's good.
Isn't that where you go?
Yeah.
Isn't that where
if you want
to
play?
You come from Canada.
To the hockey
to close get here. Into the National Hockey League, and then when it's over with, you go back
to Canada. That's it.
Well,
a little bit south of, he might get to that team that's a little bit south of Saskatoon.
Oh.
There's an old Saskatoon. Sonny James.
Isn't there a song?
There's a little Sonny James, a little bit south of Saskatoon.
Yeah.
Maybe we can find that for our, maybe as a bumper. Sonny James, a little bit south of Saskatoon, could be good here on the show. So, Fred, you got some stuff. Big news week here, and I know you got a huge lead story that's happening.
Here's the only thing that really caught my eye.
Is this the one? And you read this. You read everything. You got the sports wires,
I do, all the newspapers
around the country. This is the thing.
You know, when most shows, and I listen to a lot of radio shows.
Yeah, I know you do.
I take my notes.
People get nervous knowing you're tuned in.
I know. And then every once in a while, I'll call in, and they say, how'd you get this number?
Yeah, that's exactly what happens.
So anyway.
Here's the big story, everybody.
This is the only story.
Huge, huge story.
That I find that is interest because.
You've probably heard it.
As I say, one of the great things about being involved in sports today is that everything in the culture washes over into sports. You can no longer bathe yourself in the solitude of a sporting event, be it baseball, football, whatever it might be. You cannot get away from today what is happening in the culture. And as we all know,
bathe yourself. I just love that. Could you repeat that for us once more?
We can play it back.
Because you're so eloquent.
Yeah, well, thank you.
People save copies of these shows and play them for themselves. Like, did you hear,
what
he just said?
I'm going to get a fan mail. I know about this.
That's good. Okay, so this is the big story. Everybody probably knows it already.
Here's the big story.
It's been everywhere.
No, maybe not. I mean, sporting fans, you know, some of the sporting fans I know, when you start telling people about this, they get upset because they say, don't tell me that. I don't want to know that. I don't want that to bleed into my season of baseball. I don't want
to
know that exists while I'm trying to figure out if the Dodgers can get to first base.
They have to know.
Yeah, well, here it is.
Here it is.
Caitlyn Jenner.
Oh, boy.
To pose naked.
What?
with gold medal for Sports Illustrated.
Now, wait a second.
Let me say it again.
Would you repeat it again? Because I don't know if I quite grasp that eloquence of that line.
Well, there's people driving. I've got to take that into consideration.
Okay, here we go.
Caitlyn Jenner to pose naked, there's that word, with gold medal for Sports Illustrated.
Now, Caitlyn Jenner did not win the gold medal. It was the then Bruce Jenner that won the gold.
I'm not sure about that. Huh?
All right.
I think you could get an argument from the feminists.
This would be a big story.
About who really won that. Because actually, wasn't he always a woman?
So that could be an argument. But
wasn't he always? Did he suddenly one day say, I think I want to be a woman?
Well, he kind of must have alluded to that. At the time he won it, I don't think he talked about that. But
well,
he's
66 years old here.
The name on that gold medal, it says Bruce Jenner, right?
That's correct.
Say Caitlyn. So Caitlyn will
made a mistake.
Okay, so,
that's all I'm saying.
Okay, so Caitlyn will be posing with the Bruce Jenner gold medal naked in, where is this?
Caitlyn Jenner.
Repeat it again. I don't know if I caught it.
To pose naked with gold medal for Sports Illustrated.
Oh, Sports Illustrated. Now, wait. This is not Playboy where they're not doing naked photos, and now Sports Illustrated is doing nudes?
Just when Heffern went out of the nudity business.
Sports Illustrated.
He now gets the biggest coup. He could have had Caitlyn, a.k.a. Bruce, 76,
formal,
Olympic gold medalist in the decathlon.
Yep.
He could have had that chick guy in his magazine.
That's amazing.
I may have to just take this thing. I may have to tell Hef that may have to go back to nudity.
You are friends with Hugh Hefner. Yeah. And maybe that explains why Tomas, our line producer here, canceled his subscription to Playboy. And I saw him signing up for Sports Illustrated.
Well,
this is just something I saw.
This is something to contemplate.
I think I did.
But here's the deal.
Maybe
I'm going to just read this a couple little blurbs about this.
Yeah,
because,
please. Tell me more, because this is a story I've not heard about.
We could talk about this for an hour, which we're not going to do.
I'm amazed it's in Sports Illustrated to begin with. That's kind of weird that they're doing naked photos in Sports Illustrated.
Why hasn't somebody stepped forward and said this is sexist?
That's very true.
Why?
Because we haven't made America great again. Once we do, maybe somebody...
I think once we see Caitlyn
sexist.
Bruce...
It is sexist. It's like, it's a Sports Illustrated. I don't think they've had nude photos or naked photos in Sports Illustrated.
Well, they've had the swimsuit.
Well, yeah, that's true. So if it's a swimsuit thing, then that's all right if it's a swimsuit. But naked.
Yes, I know. Well, let me just read it to you. Caitlyn Jenner will appear on a summer cover of Sports Illustrated wearing, quote, nothing but an American flag and her Olympic medal, unquote.
Okay, so there you go. So there's going to be an American flag and an Olympic
medal.
There's
lots of information here.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'll let you
know.
Just
a second.
Yes.
There's lots of information.
Yeah.
And I could, you know, bleed this out and put our audience through just hell.
Which we
listening.
Do every week. So get ready. But, here it comes.
But let me tell you something, folks. I read everything in the sports page, and when you can trust me.
Stacks of paper, stacks.
Yes, you can trust me to tell you this is the only thing
that right there
that your host cares about. And that's
this,
it.
This week, this is the lead story on the show.
Baseball, basketball, football, hockey, swimming.
Cup, basketball.
They got that 6'8" guy, who's now is a water polo guy.
Yeah.
They can't. And he's
Mr.
black.
Polo,
he's black. He's from like Botswana.
One of the
and they can't figure out how could this black guy swim so good.
He's swimming like heck. I'll tell you.
Anyway,
so you got Caitlyn Jenner's appearing on the summer cover of Sports Illustrated. You said wearing nothing but an American flag and her Olympic gold medal.
That's correct. Source reveals. This is see how secretive this is.
Yeah, I like it when you
lower
your voice.
Reveals in the latest issue of Us Weekly.
Yeah, there's another good.
The 66-year-old. She doesn't look 66.
No, she looks good. She stars on that show, I Am Kate. And she formerly was known as Bruce. That's who won the Olympics. Yeah. That's the name on the medal.
Yeah,
given to somebody.
Well, this thing builds to a blackout. You're not going to believe. The 66-year-old I Am Kate star, formerly known as Bruce, set a world decathlon record at the 1976 Montreal Summer Games.
Yep.
Okay. Now,
40 years ago.
I met him right around 74. 74-75.
Right prior to this. So
yeah, you know, met his wife at that time, yep. And, you know, talked with him and, you know, encouraged him like everybody did.
Of course.
And people said, hey, there's that guy's Bruce Jenner. He's going to be in the Olympics. He's going to be the decathlon guy representing America. So I talked to him and seemed like a pretty nice guy, you know, but little did we know that later on he'd be a chick.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Probably a nice lady.
To celebrate the 40th anniversary of her win.
Now, that's kind of strange there because it was Bruce's win, and it's a she now. So, of this person's win. Okay,
yes.
There you go.
She'll pose with her gold medal for the first time.
Okay.
Post-transition.
All right, there you go. So, with the gold medal, post-transition, first time. Got it.
She's excited about it.
I bet.
That's what this source said.
Is there more?
And when we come back,
there's more?
You're getting more, whether you like it or not.
You're experiencing pain, back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain, pain from a sports injury. If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com. 310-873-4422.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante in Fullerton, California for authentic family-style Italian dinners. Come to Angelo's and Vinci's and celebrate your party or event in one of our festive banquet rooms. Angelo's and Vinci's, Fullerton, California, 550 North Harbor Boulevard. Named the Orange County Hot List Top 5 Italian Restaurant for 7 years in a row. And a Top 10 Pizza Restaurant by Gale, featuring traditional and award-winning pizzas. Offering Sunday champagne brunch from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., just $16.95. Choose from over 20 items plus create your own personal omelet. Delicious lunches, including our express lunch buffet, $8.95 with over 15 items. And dinner 7 days a week. Getting married? Angelo's and Vinci's won this year's Wedding Wire Couples Choice Award. You can talk to our experienced staff of wedding coordinators. We treat you as guests at your own wedding reception. It's all at Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante at 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Call 714-879-4022. 714-879-4022.
Just a little bit south of Saskatoon. Take my guitar for boarding room. Met a little girl, her name was June. A little bit south of Saskatoon.
Oh, June, thank you.
Me and Junie Mae, we got on fine.
How much did this cost?
Okay, we'll pay that. I'm sorry. But this is great. Tomas found his
good man,
James Toon, a little bit south of Saskatoon, where Bruce Boudreau is headed. He's going to go north after he finishes up in Minnesota. Went to Bruce, one of the great coaches of the National Hockey League. Back to Fred Dreyer here on the sports show.
Here's what we're doing. I've decided to forego all manly sports chat. Because
is that what this show is? Is manly sports chat?
It's got to be.
This is showing the sensitive side of you. I really
you know
like
how many this. Radio stations, folks, that I listen to, sports shows I listen to the boredom and the sports conundrums and the whining and complaining and the arguing over statistics. Statistics. Do you want this show to be about statistics or do you want it to be about substantive stuff?
It's good because I was listening to a political show where Ted Cruz was shooting rims the other day on the basketball court.
Yeah, how about that?
Ted Cruz likes to shoot those rims.
That's why he didn't get
it. He didn't.
He had no traction.
Wasn't he from Canada also?
Yeah, he's Canadian.
Yeah. He's from the south of
Saskatoon. Turn that up for him. Yeah. Just a little bit. Did he play an instrument, Ted?
I believe. Maybe guitar?
Mike Huckabee plays the guitar. Huckabee plays the bass.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. He could be invited to play at the inaugural dance.
That's good.
Play a.
All right,
Western
back to the story.
So here's the deal.
This is a sensitive side for you, right?
Well, Caitlyn Jenner to pose naked with gold medal for Sports Illustrated. Now,
but she's wearing an American flag in her gold medal.
Well, it caught me. Yeah. It just caught me that I think I should report this because I think there's some things in here that you need to know about.
Okay, go ahead.
We need to know about.
Yep.
Okay. Now, the 66-year-old formerly known as Bruce.
Yes, that's true. Bruce Jenner.
Set a world decathlon record at the 76 Montreal Summer Games.
Yeah.
To celebrate the 40th anniversary of her win, she'll pose with her gold medal for the first time post-transition.
Right. She's excited.
Source said.
She's excited, right?
Who do you think the source is?
I don't know.
One of his 11 kids. Quote, she's excited about that. Now, as a side note here.
Sidebar.
Her ex-wife, Chris. That's not a...
Chris Jenner, yeah. Bruce was married to Chris.
Yes.
And it's
her
Caitlin's ex-wife, yes.
Chris, appeared topless. I didn't know this either. Tommy, get the photograph. You find that photo.
See if you can find the photo. We can post it.
Her ex-wife, Chris, appeared topless with a medal during the 2007 photo shoot on Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
That's one of my all-time favorite shows, thanks to Ryan Seacrest for putting that quality programming on television.
You know what's like, it's interesting, is if there's nothing more amazing than rotten fish becoming more rotten.
Well, there used to be great sitcoms like, Leave It to Make Room for Daddy, the Danny Thomas Show, Life of Riley.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Father Knows Best, and now we have Keeping Up with the Kardashians, which is just that reality show that goes on and on.
We'll always have that show, no matter what. Until now, Bogart and
Lauren Bacall.
Ingrid Bergman.
Oh, Bergman, okay, yeah.
We'll always have Paris. Will.
Now you're dating yourself. You just lost the millennials.
No. Just go read.
Humphrey
Bogart. Go look at Casablanca, one of the greatest films, most romantic, 1941. It's great. So anyway, so Chris, on her show in 2007,
was with the
posed topless. Now, do you?
They must have. You can't show that on TV. They must have blotted out the breasts or something there.
Well, I'm sure she. This says here, that's what they do.
Tomas is looking for the picture now.
He's looking for the picture of Chris.
And he's not subscribing to Sports Illustrated.
Until now, Jenner says, she had stashed her most prized possession, quote unquote, at the bottom of her makeup drawer.
Wow.
Now, I know you have a special drawer where you put stuff, don't you?
Yeah, but this is getting confusing because Caitlin Jenner, I'm going to confuse it because she says the bottom of her makeup drawer.
Yes. Remember, she's talking about herself when she was Bruce.
Okay, all right, now I got it.
And bringing it forward, so now she's Caitlin.
It seems strange that Bruce had a makeup drawer, but okay, that's all right. Well, so keep going. Let me figure it out. But it would show signs that Bruce wanted to be Caitlin.
Here's what she did. Here's what he did.
Okay.
He had a drawer that he stashed this medal in.
The gold medal.
And I'm going to tell you why he did this, just a second.
The Olympic medal.
He stashed the Olympic medal for the decathlon.
Right. At the bottom of the
drawer. At the bottom of this drawer.
Right.
When he transitioned, that drawer automatically transitioned with it became a makeup drawer.
I see. Okay. I got you. I'm following. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're not getting this type of coverage on CNN or TMZ or any of these other fake shows. You're getting it right here.
Tweet it to him, Fred_Dreyer. He's got it going now.
Right now, here's
station.
What it is. Quote, I never wanted my kids to feel like they had to have a gold medal in order to be considered a success, unquote.
Well, most people don't think they have to have a gold medal.
Well, wait a minute. I'm going to read it again.
Okay, one more. This is a quote.
Caitlin, as Bruce, never wanted my kids to feel like they had to have a gold medal in order to be considered a success.
So Caitlin at the time, Bruce, buried it at the bottom of the makeup drawer because of that, okay?
Yeah. That the drawer, when Bruce had it, was a drawer.
I got you.
Just
now it's a
dusty old drawer. But it transitioned when Bruce transitioned to Caitlin.
Gotcha.
It became a makeup drawer. Now, I never wanted my kids to feel like they had to have a gold medal in order to be considered a success. The father of Kylie, 18, Kendall, 20, Brody, 32, Brandon, 34, Casey, 35. This guy just didn't pole vault.
Bert, 37.
And Bert, 37. Okay. Yeah. Wrote in an August 2015 blog post. That's what he said.
So you're quoting from this.
I didn't want the kids to constantly compare their own achievements to mine, to my time in the Olympics. So I haven't displayed the medal. That's the reason you haven't seen it.
Okay.
Jenner, Bruce.
This is Caitlin now.
Caitlin.
Yeah.
Jenner revealed her new name and identity on the July 2015 cover of Vanity Fair.
I remember that.
Now, I remember this, and I remember a friend of mine calling me, and he just says, it's out, go get it, and call me.
Okay.
That's what happened.
That was the Vanity
so
Fair.
So I went out and got
July
it.
July 2015.
I got it, and I stared at it for several days.
Okay.
And then I read it, and then I called him back. And he asked me what I thought, and I said, and this is a side.
I wrote this down here.
I said, this photograph has set U.S. publishing records for airbrushing.
Okay. Thank you. All right. That's the way you look at things. You analyze.
If you tell me right now to go outside and take a look,
this is you.
And say, look, what's on your, listen. Is there anything on your front bumper? Tell me what's on your front bumper. And I'm gonna bring back a list of stuff that's on there.
Let me just say you're observant. This ties in with you, Fred Dreyer, because you've talked about being on the field as the all-pro defensive end. And during commercial breaks, you would study everything on the field to get an extra added advantage. You always have had that study, look, that inquisitiveness to make sure you knew it was
insight,
going on.
Insight, that's the word I was looking for.
Should have saved all those others.
Insight and outside.
So anyway.
Jenner revealed her new name and identity on the July 2015 cover of Vanity Fair, to which I just said
mentioned
what I said,
that.
And has since advocated for equality across the LGBTQHAMFM community.
Okay.
I'm very proud of this, he says. She says.
Yeah.
The reality star said of her medal in a video accompanying a blog entry.
Yep.
Quote, that was a great time in my life. But to be honest with you, it's even a greater time in my life right now that now with what I'm trying to accomplish, unquote.
There you go.
The Olympians' latest triumph came amid the country's transgender bathroom debate. I was going to get into
that. I got into that.
When
right.
GOP presidential candidate Donald Trump, 69, permitted her to use the bathroom of her choice at his properties. Donald Trump's properties permitted her to use the bathroom of her choice at his property. That's what kind of a guy we got as president.
Well, I would think she'd go to the ladies. She's Caitlin now. She would go to the ladies' room. I don't see what the big deal is.
You
go to
there's a whole.
I know, but I mean, she's a lady. She goes there. Come on.
Yeah.
I don't think she's going to use the men's room anymore because she's no longer a man. She's a woman. So there you go. Anyway,
she's not.
Well, finish your story.
Well,
that's just what I thought.
I mean, you know, this is
Donald Trump. This is a bumpy
road.
That's good.
Okay. Last week, Donald Trump said I could take a pee.
Oh, boy. Don't say that on the air.
I could take a...
Yeah, you know what, anywhere.
Take a whiz anywhere in the Trump facility.
Yeah.
So I am going to take a whiz in the ladies' room, unquote.
That's what I told
you. Jenner shared on Facebook of April 27th. Thank you, Donald. I really appreciate it, unquote.
There you go. And I think that's the way that I agree with that. There you go.
You agree with what?
That she should go into the ladies' room because she's a lady now. She's had the change.
But she thinks she is.
Yeah.
Okay. But I mean, I could think
she's dressing like a lady.
I'm Marcel Marceau.
Like a lady. She goes in there because she wants to be a lady. There you go.
Let me just say the most important quote of all of this. This photograph on Vanity Fair.
Yeah.
Set U.S. publishing records.
I know
for airbrushing.
Thank you, Fred Dreyer, for that. That infinite wisdom.
You
and
must take that
insight
with you when you go forward.
Any Napa guy knows, and science proves, the best minivan is the one you've already got. Part kid transporter, part drywall mover. Who cares if the faux wood grain is a little faded? That was a platinum package option in 1987. With over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep anything on the road. Because it's not old, it's vintage. That's Napa know-how.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Do you still believe the old-fashioned notion you're free to withdraw your own cash from your own bank? Don't bank on it. Pat Boone here. You know, the truth is, if you have a bank account, you're a target of the government's new war against cash, according to The Secret War, a new white paper from the folks at Swiss America. Get a free copy now. It's a must-read for all of us, The Secret War.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 888-732-7221. That's 888-732-7221.
Every day, governments are moving closer to outlawing cash to create a cashless society. No wonder banks are moving to limit cash withdrawals. No wonder banks must now spy on you and me for the government. Hope you'll take it from me, Pat Boone. You need to read The Secret War. It's free.
Call now, 888-732-7221. That's 888-732-7221.
The Doug Steffen Good Day Program, early morning radio, and I guess it is radio, although it's radio on TV because this is CRN Digital Talk. You can find out what's going on in the world. We talk about the issues of the day, the events of the day, the people that people are talking about. We have an interesting way of looking at the news and having a little fun with the issues. So if you want to have some fun, learn a few things, and get up on the right side of the world, Doug Steffen's Good Day Program, weekday mornings, 2 to 7 a.m. on CRN Digital Talk.
The Sports Show, CRN Digital Talk Radio. I'm Michael Horn, the star of our show, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Great to be with you. And I know that you're all talking now. You're probably on the phone spreading the word to your friends that we're discussing what I believe to be is a passed over story that I have brought into prominence. Because really, nobody cares about the Dodgers or what's going on in hockey. All the local teams are out. Basketball.
We're a national show. There's a lot going on. We can't just poo-poo it. There's some major teams that are going on right now.
Well, yeah, I know. Let me just finish.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt, sir.
I'm speaking that who eats at the trough first? And that's this little piggy.
You eat first, right?
This little piggy.
So this was the big story. You're right about that. I will tell you there. But
that's
it's
exactly
like,
correct.
You know, and I'm the Bruce Boudreaux story I had in there. But you got that
pales to this one.
Yeah, you got the Stanley Cup Finals going to be coming up here soon. I mean, we're getting down to it, right? There's just a few teams left. Same with basketball, playoffs going on. Baseball. Listen to this. We're 30 games into the baseball season, and they are saying now. That even though he's batting like 230 or something, Yasiel Puig of the Dodgers could be up for a Gold Glove just because he took a ball and threw a guy out at second base the other night. And then Cespedes on the Mets the next night or a couple nights later, he guns down Adrian Gonzalez.
That's like gunning down a one-legged elephant. You know how slow that guy is?
Now you're making fun of Adrian Gonzalez because he's not fast.
I mean, how could this guy hit a ball off the top of the center field fence and get thrown out at second base?
Well,
now I saw it.
I think he was safe. They should have appealed because I saw it.
And it was a hell of a throw and an even more pathetic attempt to go to second base.
Yeah, but I think he made it. I think that they should have, had a replay on that. That's what I would have done.
I'd have made it to second base wearing a tuxedo in a hurricane.
Really?
Yes. If I go to second base on that hit off center field fence, it was the most untalked about thing that whole night was how embarrassing him getting thrown out at second base.
That was untalked about, and it was embarrassing. You got to be ready to go.
Come on.
Yeah, that's true. So, I don't know. Did you see that guy that made that catch out and faked out the runner the other night? I think it was Inciarte. He did the catch over there from the Phillies.
Oh yeah,
and he pretended to lose the ball in the lights at Turner Field, and then he fired the guy and threw the guy out at second base, Carlos Ruiz. And his
trickery was it trickery?
Yeah. Ender Inciarte did that, and as you see him, and he's going, he's like. He's lost the ball in the lights, and so the guy doesn't get back to first in time, and he guns him down. He catches the ball and throws him out.
Smart.
I like that kind of smart ball play.
That's very smart.
That's good. So that's another guy could be a Gold Glover. But they're saying Yasiel Puig could be a Gold Glover.
Well, but they knew that coming in 3 years ago. But here's the problem with Yasiel.
What's wrong?
He doesn't stick around long enough.
What do you mean?
He's going to miss 50 games this year.
Because of injuries.
Yeah, he's going to miss 50 games.
Now, let me ask you a question. Since we're talking Dodgers here for a second, and they got all these injuries on their team, and so do the Angels have a lot of injuries. But those two teams have really been deadly. They're trying to – they actually called us to see if we'd come and play for the Angels the other day. Here's the thing. This Carl Crawford, he gets injured all the time. Every time he's in the lineup, they always lose. I think if they leave him out, they seem to get better. They put that other guy, Trace Thompson, hit the game-ending home run.
He's hit four home runs in the last week.
Play the kids. It's what I say. You told the Lakers to play the kids, and they didn't listen. But what's Byron Scott says now that he should have thought.
He should have played all the veterans to win so he could win five more games. That would have saved his career. And they would have said, hey, you got young players here, Byron. You got to play him. Here's the reason why, Byron, because free agents are now going to try to say, well, what kind of players do you have? What kind of young players do you have? Well, we didn't see it. We didn't see how good they are because you never played them. He had to play them. And that's what he should have done. But yet when you play him, you lose games. And if you lose games, you get fired.
Well, I'm telling you this. The Golden State Warriors are looking always so awesome. And Stephen Curry is now NBA's first unanimous most valuable player. He won it this last Tuesday.
Two years in a row.
Yeah, that's pretty
good for him.
28, man. He got all 131 first place votes, including 130 from the panel of sports writers and broadcasters. That is really a good player.
That's good.
I'm telling you right now.
Do we have any type of of a rim shot we could give him? Do we have anything like that?
Some
in
kind
that
of line? A you want some kind of a bugle cheer or something like that?
Do we have anything?
I don't know. We might be able to do it because that's notable here on the show.
Do we have an engineer?
Yeah, we do, but you know,
there he is.
I think he's got something he can play for you. He'll look it up. He'll get it for you, and we'll go ahead and just. You just got to give him a little warning before the show starts so he can find it.
Oh, well.
So that's the whole thing.
Yeah.
You know. Now, listen to this. There's some history going on. There have been 13 players that were born in Mexico that are currently in the Major League Baseball. And now, another pitcher, Julio Urias, is going to be the next one.
Urias.
He's a left. Is it Urias? Is that what it is?
It's Urias.
Urias, anyway. I'm curious about Urias, and he's a left-hander.
Mm-hmm.
He's been performing well in the Dodger farm system, and he could join, you know, they need help on the Dodgers.
Yeah, he's down there in OKC.
Is that
what
it is?
By the way, you know, let me just interrupt.
Shades of Fernando Mania, maybe.
You know what I'm doing?
What?
Later on this, into this summer.
Oh, what are you going to do?
When I go back to see my grandkids, Emma and Ellie.
Yeah, how were they? You saw them recently.
I saw them over the weekend, and they were fabulous. And Ellie, the 7-year-old, came up to me and said, "Where have you been?" I said,
they're honest with you.
I said, "I'm in California. Remember the picture I sent you?" And she said, "Yeah, I don't like that. I want another photograph." So we took a bunch of photographs.
You did?
Then we sent it out to everybody, you know. So she had a lot of fun. And I said, "You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to come back." And why OKC, I guess the Red Hawks, I think, aren't they? Tommy, The Dodger affiliate in Oklahoma City, AAA, are they the Red
somebody
Hawks
from
or something?
Oklahoma, somebody call us from Oklahoma.
Yeah, find out. Tell us what the name of the team is. But I'm going back there. I'm going to take the kids to the baseball
game. Oh, so you can take them to a game.
I'm going to take them to a AAA game.
Well, that's why you know their name.
And I'll see a better brand of baseball in Oklahoma than I will here at Dodger Stadium, by the way.
That'll be good. I think you should do that.
Yeah. I didn't want to interrupt you, but go ahead.
No, I was looking up the information for you for the Dodger team, and that's what you're looking for, right? The Dodger team in Oklahoma City, the farm team. That's what you want to find.
Oklahoma City Dodgers? No, that's not it.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I just wanted to find
I thought it was the Red Hawks or something.
Yeah, so you got a team roster, so in Oklahoma we'll find out who that is, if you can.
What do I know?
It's the Oklahoma City Dodgers they're known as.
Are they?
That's what it says here. Yeah. Thank you very
much.
That's not a mistake.
It's a mistake.
That's who you're going to see. You wanted to make them the Red Hawk. There you go. You got a drum shot.
Hey, all right.
Shot for that.
That thing washed ashore, didn't it?
Thank you. Tomas and I corrected you there.
Yeah. Thank you, Tom.
That's good.
Yeah, it's good, Tommy.
So
go ahead.
Have you been to many ball games? You usually used to go to a lot of ball games, and I don't think you've been to
a ball game this year.
I've
been one ball game this year.
What's wrong?
Here's what I think. I don't want to go to a baseball game anymore that has all of this circus-like environment that is trying to entertain me and tell me to stand up, sit down, applaud, put me on the kissing cam, put me in a situation where I have to do things against my will.
Now, what if you were there with your granddaughter and there was a kissing cam? I think you'd go for it then.
Yeah, of course.
But
here's the point. It's incessant. It happens all the time.
It does. You're very right about
that. It is maddening to be able. Can't I just sit there? You know,
and relax.
You know, when the guy makes a great play. I was there. You know, when Kiki Hernandez threw out a guy at home plate from center field to end the inning.
That was a good play.
And the guy runs off the field and people went crazy, as they should. And no sooner did he get into the dugout. He wasn't even in the dugout, and they started selling you on T-shirts. You know, they put, you know, they'd say, "Who wants to buy a T-shirt? Raise your hand." And it was a carnival atmosphere.
It's gotten a little bit out of hand.
It's Lon Rosen, isn't it?
He's the marketing guy with the Dodgers.
Yeah, I mean, he does a wonderful job. But please leave us alone. You know, and that's just not me. I'm looking around, and there's other people there, you know, raising their eyebrows, going, "Hey, gee, you know, give us a break here. You know, stop selling me, you know, all this crap you're selling me." And anyway, so I don't go because if the team was a great team, I'd push through it. But this team is 80 and 82.
Well,
team.
Why don't you become a Cubs fan? I mean, these guys, I don't think they're ever going to lose a game
anymore. I keep an eye on the Cubs. I keep an eye on the Cardinals, always have.
Yeah.
I like the Yankees and the Red Sox.
Well, the Yankees aren't doing that well.
Hanny Ramirez is starting to play well after.
Is he back with the Red Sox? Is he doing all right?
Yeah, he's starting to play pretty well.
Was he on the DL there for a while?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, he ran into the wall, and so he took 40 games off. But supposedly he's okay.
Okay, well, so that's good. So there are some good teams. So you're more of a national viewer of this, but I do think baseball, out of all the sports, has gotten a little over the top and, make some noise and all that kind of stuff.
You know what happened?
Hockey is not quite as bad. I like
this,
hockey.
This hit me about 15 years ago.
Well, that was a football, and then you said you recovered from that.
Here's what I realized about 15 years ago.
What's that?
I know too much.
A statement from Fred Dreyer.
I see too clearly into the chemistry of teams.
You do, and this is all that observation. And this, you're not kidding us here, because you have that observation. You said that football, you used to, if the coach called the quarterback off and talked to him, you knew that it was going to be like a pass or something.
Well, it's
because you're more observant than the average guy.
It's human contact in very confined areas, and you know, when you see the chemistry of a team, you see how someone comes off the field after they made a great play and how people rally around them, and the infrastructure of a game, and when someone gets shelled, as the Dodger pitchers do,
basis.
Yes, how they react to that. Anyway, how people play under pressure is pretty much a telltale.
Yeah, it tells you about the whole deal, and you're absolutely right about that. And I would agree with you.
Yeah, how it works out for me is I can't support a team that I think is brain dead.
So you're kind of the guy that's
I have tough standards.
You have insight, and you do. And so, my great daddy Bunky is no longer here. Would you be my honorary dad? Could I come and sit over there on your knee, and when I have a problem or something, talk to you so you can? What are you laughing about, Tomas? This is a personal thing. I'm asking if Fred Dreyer could be my honorary daddy.
No, he can't. I could.
Well, you got grandkids. Couldn't I come over there and sit on one of the other knees? And when I got a problem, I just kind of
drop off between my kids.
Put my arm on your shoulder and say, "Dad, I got a problem."
You could do that from over there.
People could call into the show. You could solve their problems.
No, that's different. That's different.
I mean, if you have good insight.
If you went down to Sunland Boulevard next to the donut shop where I know you always hang out, then and called me, I'd talk to you.
You know those guys that make those K-Cup machines, those Keurig machines? They have been buying every coffee company known to man up, and now they have just bought Krispy Kreme donuts.
Tomas, did I tell you years ago that Krispy Kreme, that was the big deal?
I think this K-Cup guys are buying everything with a K.
It went public, and it expanded too fast.
Yes, they bought everything with a K. K-Cup machines, they're buying Krispy Kremes. Watch out for the Kansas City Royals. That could be the next thing going under. Anything with a K. The OK Corral, I understand, is up for sale. There's like people named
like
Kevin.
This is a very smart
Caitlyn
thing.
Jenner, if she changes her name and puts a K in front of it, it could be for sale. We'll find out. Yeah. It's
Chris.
The sports show.
Chris Jenner.
Hawaiian weddings and vow renewals to your own unique ceremony, find out why Ka'anapali Weddings is the perfect place to say, "I do." Create the memory that will last a lifetime at the place you and your family know and love, Ka'anapali Beach Hotel. Imagine yourself and your loved one just steps away from world-famous Ka'anapali Beach in one of many wedding venues to choose from, including oceanside lawns, tropical gardens, or indoor banquet rooms. With your choice of catering, bar, floral, and musical options, you can make your special day customized just for you. Their wedding specialist will help you plan your dream wedding today. For more information, visit KaanapaliWeddings.com or call 661-0011. Ka'anapali Weddings, the perfect place to say, "I do."
Ka'anapali Beach Hotel, Maui's Hawaiian Hotel.
Attention CRN listeners in Arizona. Now all of your mortgage needs can be handled by Advance Capital Mortgage. Looking for a reverse mortgage, refinance, new purchase, or just to streamline your FHA and HARP? Our rates are great with dozens of lending solutions. Call Advance Capital Mortgage, 855-437-8421. That's 855-437-8421. 855-437-8421. MB 091903, MLS 716936.
Let me take just a moment or two, if I may, and talk about a great place to eat. That's right, for you folks anywhere in the eastern San Fernando Valley, drop into Bob's Big Boys. That's right, in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. Now, everybody remembers the name Bob's. They're getting bigger and bigger every day. And little old Bob carrying the hamburger in his checkered overalls is the same Bob that you remember from back through the years. And, of course, if you want to go in for a great lunch, remember their classic burger, the original double-deck hamburger combination. Delicious 100% pure ground beef in two patties with American cheese, lettuce, and our famous Big Boy special sauce. The name is Bob, and I think when you go in, you'll say, by golly, I'm sure glad that I found this restaurant because it's good for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They've got all kinds of things, and all you have to do is remember. Bob's Big Boy in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. It's a great place to eat.
Hi, friends. This is Larry Minetti. Go to LarryMinetti.com to get my book, Aloha Magnum. You'll read all about the wonderful guest stars like Carol Burnett, Elvis Presley, Frank Sinatra, and many, many more. Also, there is an episode guide and my favorite recipes that I really cook at home. I will include a free signed photo with every book. Get Aloha Magnum at LarryMinetti.com. Order now. Aloha.
It's the Sports Show, CRN Digital Talk Radio. I'm Michael Horn, the star of our show, Fred Dreyer. So you're right about Hanley Ramirez on Boston.
Yeah.
Tosses his bat like a twig. He hits this gigantic home run here recently, a titanic two-run clout off the light stanchion there in Fenway Park against the Oakland A's, rookie left-hander Sean Manica. And
Sean who?
Sean Manica. Manica. Mania. I don't know these names. I used to know
exactly.
All the ball
players. That's the problem.
But anyway,
problem.
His home run wasn't as far as Giancarlo Stanton's, who I used to like better as Mike Stanton, the moonshot last week in Southern Florida. Mike Stanton went to school just not
Notre
far
Dame
from our
High
studio
school.
Here.
Notre Dame High School.
Yeah, and he's now is he
Sherman Oaks.
Yeah, and now he's Giancarlo, but that's okay. Whatever you want to be. Bruce is Caitlin, and everything is there. Here's the thing we want to tell you about, and this is good for you because you're a football guy, and I want to see the softer side of you. Tom Brady has this new cookbook out. And it costs $200. And I think we should put out the Fred Dreyer cookbook. You've got those broccoli recipes, salmon. You've got all the great recipes that will make people healthy. You got the vitamin water. You got the alkaline water stuff. And we could get, you know, we could hail some of these customers and listeners $300 and you could outdo Brady.
I've got all kinds of seeds.
You got those seeds. We eat them out here on the show sometimes. What are those seeds you like?
Well, they're pumpkin seeds.
Aren't they?
They're also walnuts.
Don't you get the chia things or whatever? Those little, those little tiny ones. What are those other ones?
That grows at the chia pet stuff.
By the way, and a final story. The Justin Turner, the guy that's got that beard that looks terrible on the Dodgers.
I'm tired of
this
guy.
They had a chia pet night, and they had his beard like a chia. They gave it away.
I forgot something. I made an error.
Thank you. What's that?
Last night, Trace Thompson hits a walk-off home run, beats the Mets 3-2. This jackass,
who?
Turner,
yeah.
comes out and splashes him, comes up behind
and
him.
And the woman.
So Alana Rizzo could not see him and soaked her like you can't believe. And I thought that crap was over with, and it's so stupid.
And you made an error not talking
Shame
about
on
that.
Them.
So on the show
Shame
today,
on them.
For Fred Dreyer, no runs, no hits, and one error. All right, that's our show. If you miss anything, follow Fred on Twitter. I'm sure you tweeted
Terrible.
About that. Fred_Dreyer, Facebook.com/ The Real Fred Dreyer. Email him, Fred Dreyer at CRNTalk.com. Final thoughts from Fred.
Well, I think I might go dry Alana off.